Father, I give you the glory, I give you the honor, I give you the praise in all things. Because you are God, and besides you, Lord, there's no other Lord that we can glorify. Thank you for sanctifying our hearts, Lord, in the midst of a rebellious people, Lord, that we might continue to do thy will. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, I have seen the wickedness that is in men's hearts, how injustice prevail in the land. Therefore, I will send confusion and pestilence, raging storms in the midst of them. Hear, O lands, and obey my voice. I am the Lord. Be not dismayed. I will not relent till I bring utter destruction to your high places. Forge your bunkers of steel, dig deep into the earth, and I will find them and execute my judgment, says the Lord. Though you join hand in hand, you will not prosper. I am the Lord. What manner of nation is this, where a man has a husband and a woman has a wife? Is it not I that ordained marriage between a man and a woman? Yet they say, who is the Lord that we should obey him? Therefore, I will break your unholy bonds with disease and with pestilence, says the Lord. Consider your ways, O filthy nation. The day of the Lord's wrath is at hand, is even at the door, says the Lord God Almighty. And yes, the day of the Lord is at hand, it's even at the door, you know, for the wicked. And we know that the Bible tells us that the wicked shall not prosper. You know, even though it seems like men are prospering and, you know, and that they're, you know, having all the good things in this life and that, you know, they are rich as far as earthly goods, but yet spiritually they lack, you know, as concerning God. You know, neither do they seek the wisdom of God. You know, they seek the wisdom of men. But, you know, God told us, you know, the heavens are higher than the earth. You know, so are my ways higher than yours, you know, because God is not a man. He's not a man. He's not a man. And so God will let us know, you know, that in these last days, you know, he will pour out his judgment upon all flesh, upon all flesh. And only those that seek him will be able to escape the wrath to come. God has also always sheltered his people, and he always will in the time of trouble. And these last days will be no different. But the wicked, he shall utterly consume. He will utterly consume them because of the wicked ways and because of this nation. You know, because they think they're getting away with stuff, you know, because you're in your secret places. And you committing all these abominations, all these sins against the Most High God, and you think God don't see it? But yet you go on your way, you know, pretending and you know, like you're a Christian or that you're a follower of Christ, you know, and that you believe in the Bible and all these things, but yet your life don't measure up to the standard of God. It don't measure up to the standard of God, you know, because there's too much hatred and evil in people today. Too much hatred and evil. And these things will not cause us to prosper spiritually. You can't go about with hate in your heart and evil in your heart and worshiping idols and worshiping devil and think that you will prosper spiritually. These are the very things that God consumed those lands, those people that were in those lands before Israel came in. The ones that worship devils, he utterly destroyed them. He wanted no remembrance of them on the face of the earth. You know, and Jesus told us, remember Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, but yet these countries and in America is doing the same thing. Doing the same thing, you know, have you heard such a thing as a man that has a husband? Have you heard such a thing as a woman having a wife? These things are an abomination to the Most High God. It's an abomination. And we must wake up and realize these things are not of God. They're not of God. You know, whether you know, we can accept these things as being normal, but they're not normal. That's not normal. Not normal. You know, God never ordained these things to be so. He saw that Adam needed a helpmate, and he created a woman. He did not create another man to help him. What don't we understand? Huh? How can we think that this is acceptable? How can we think that this is acceptable? It's not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. I don't care what your politicians tell you. I don't care how many laws they create to make you feel comfortable. I tell you now, it's not of God. And it never will be. But we got to wake up and know what is and understand what is. God don't want you comfortable in your sins. The soul that sins, it will die. And God told the watchman to warn them of their sins. Then if the watchman don't warn them and the soul dies in a sin, that bond will be required. At the watchman's hand. So I got to warn you that these things are not of God. I don't care who tell you it's right. I don't care what church you in and they accept you. It is not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord God Almighty. It is evil. It's a wickedness. It's an abomination unto the Most High God. We must repent and turn away from these things. And stop teaching our children to do these things. We're teaching our children to do even worse. There's no hope for the children. Because we teach them that these things are okay. God wants us to shun evil and do that which is good. We must shun evil. The Bible tells us if any man that calls himself brother do these things, no with such. Nothing. Don't even eat with him. Don't even eat with him. But nevertheless, we will pray for you. We will have compassion on you. We will have empathy for you. Because it is your soul that is at stake. It's not just your life. It's not just your life. Because we all must stand before the judgment seat of the Almighty God. And this is what men don't understand. Yeah, you can live your life any way you want to. But know this one thing. You will stand before the judgment seat of the Almighty God. Where the saints will even judge angels. Angels will be judged by the people of God. So let us return now unto the living God and stop. And stop blaspheming his name and defiling his temple, which is our bodies. God wants to reside among us. He wants to be among us, but he will not abide in an unclean place, in a filthy nation. We have forsaken the Almighty God. We are forsaken for our traditions, for our lives, to commit unnatural acts in the presence of the Almighty God. these days of sin before him and sits upon the throne. Is the creator of all things. We must learn to yield ourselves unto him. He is our strength. He is our salvation. He is our redeemer. There's no other that we can turn to in the time of trouble. We cannot rely upon our flesh. Our flesh is filthy. We cannot and will not and will never obey God. We must be spiritual and seek the things of the kingdom of the Almighty God. And walk around in this carnal flesh, doing the things of the flesh and of the lust of the eyes and all these things, and think that we're going to please God. We will never be able to please him, I tell you. No man can serve two masters. You will hate one and cleave to the other, and that's a fact. Because when you in sin, when you in your lust, when you in all these things, it's the way you thinking about God. You don't think about the Almighty God. You think about how you're going to fulfill that lust that's in your heart. And I know that for a fact. Because I was there. I didn't think about no God. Think about who's going to be my next victim. Who I can seduce to do all the things I wanted them to do. This is sin before the Almighty God. And wickedness in the eyes of the Almighty God. Because he sees into the heart. And he sees that our hearts are defiled. With all manner of corruptness and evil. As long as we continue in our sins and in our evil ways. Again, these things are contrary to the living God. And we cannot serve him that way. We must yield ourselves as living sacrifice unto him. Living sacrifice unto him. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And the mountain will fall, says the Almighty God, because of these corrupt ways. All these abominations in the sight of the Almighty. Hurt your hearts. The only thing we're thinking about is how we can make America again, great again. But we need to make, you know, Christianity great again. As in the beginning, from the foundation of the church, the foundation that Jesus Christ laid. That stone that the builders disallowed, the same became the chief cornerstone. That is our foundation. That is our greatness. Established by his holy apostles. Not this form of godliness that we have now in the church. It's a form of godliness when we deny the power of the Almighty God. There's no power in the church because there's sin in the church. God will not abide again in an unclean temple. He will not accept that form of worship, that form of godliness in spirit and in truth. There's no other way to serve him. No other way. But we must wake up and realize that God is not going to accept anything. Why are we going to give God, the least? God requires the greatest of us. Even our hearts to be totally obedient to his will. It is better than sacrifice. All your tithes and all your offerings, God don't want them. If you're not obedient to his will. And most people just give tithes because of what they, think they're going to get in return. That they might receive a blessing. They're not tithing from the heart. They're tithing for what they can get in return. Because that's what they teach them. You got to remember, and in the foundation of the church, gave everything they had. And they distributed to those who have need. Many has had need. But you can put it for your tithe, you can put your offering in, but you can't go to the church and to the pastor and tell, oh, God, I need this and I need that for my family. They won't give it to you. They're not taking care of one another like they did back then. It's one man in control of all the money because they're greedy. And that's what they do. That's what they're going after, money. This is corruption and an abomination in the sight of the Almighty God. These are evil men who have crept in unawares, seducing people of God with lies. Because people don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. So God said, I will send lies among you, even false prophets to deceive you, that you may be carried away in your lust. But he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. The time is now to come up from among this wicked nation, to come up from among these wicked churches, to serve the one true living God. Because God do not dwell in buildings made with men's hands. He dwells in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. The axe is now laid to the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bring forth good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. Behold, he comes quickly. Quickly. So you must repent now. Get away from the lies. Get away from the unholiness and sanctify yourself unto the living God. Repent, O wicked nation. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Repent, you people of God. Rend your hearts and not your garments, says the Almighty God. God don't care where you are. He don't care where you are. You listen to me in Jerusalem to worship. The true worshipers worship God in spirit and truth, and they worship him everywhere. On the face of this earth. But God seeks such to worship him. That is what he seeks for. That is what he looks for. People after his own heart. I will not turn to the left or to the right and go after any corrupt things that's in this world. These things are sin and an abomination unto God. I must repent and turn to the living God. We must repent. We have no excuses anymore. The word has been sent out throughout all the nations of the world. This gospel is being preached everywhere. We might know that he is, and he alone is God. We have one Savior, even our Lord Jesus Christ. One way to the Father, and that is to our Lord Jesus Christ. There's but one truth, and that's his Holy Scriptures. Nothing else will matter in that day of his coming, when all things will appear as they are, and we will see him as he is. Make no mistake about it. We will see him as he is, and not in some form or some fashion that we have devised that he is. We will see him as he is. And that's why we must serve him in spirit and in truth, to know and understand who he is and what he requires of us as a nation and as a people and as a church. Not this wretched life that we live before him. Not this sinful life that we live before him. We cannot continue to slumber, but open our eyes and hear the word of the Most High God. Wake up, O filthy nation. Repent, you people of God. Because judgment is here. Judgment is here. Says the Most High God. And I will bring destruction unto this nation. And God will not repent because America refused to turn unto the living God. She has devised her own religion, her own way, which is not of God. Father, I glorify you, I praise you and honor you because of your spirit, because of your might, because of your truth, God, that people might know that you are the living God and beside you there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen.